Exclusive, former Senator Scott Brown, I saw the unfairness of trade firsthand. By Hannah Knudsen on August 9, 2025. I saw the unfairness of trade firsthand, former Senator Scott Brown. Running for retiring Democrat Senator Jean Shaheen's seat in New Hampshire. Said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. Hearkening to his time as ambassador to New Zealand during President Donald Trump's first administration. When asked about the big picture of what Trump is doing, Brown said. Well, I actually understand, as I said. In New Zealand, I saw the unfairness of trade. You know, they charge X for us to bring timber and dairy in and we charge hardly nothing for them to do the reverse. So for me, it's a question of fairness, he explained. I think I would love the president to do this additional messaging. That don't forget about the money, forget about the actual money imbalance. Because we're a consumer nation, and you know, there's going to be an imbalance. But you nailed it. It's really, I wish you would talk about this more. Brown said, revealing that it is fundamentally about access. It's about these countries that don't allow our rice, our pork, our beef, our cars, like Japan. You know that they never have. The European Union is notorious for excluding American goods. So by opening up those markets, you're creating opportunities for Americans and American companies to export. Which is really, for me, that's the real focus, the Senate hopeful said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Scott Brown, August 9, 2025. And the brilliance of what he is actually doing is opening up those markets. And yes, it absolutely matters. Listen, man, I'll be honest with you. My concern, and what I'm hearing a lot is two things. Interest rates, they should come down, but the debt, our national debt. When I was there $9 trillion, it's up to what $38 trillion, give or take, and rising, he said. Brown said if he makes it into the Senate, he is hoping to file a bill that ensures every single penny we're getting from all these trade deals and all the money that is coming from tariffs will result in us refinancing our debt once interest rates come down. Don't pass go. Don't give out $200 or any credit cards. Go down to paying down our national debt. It's a no-brainer, so I'm hoping I can get support from the administration on that. And all my former colleagues, because we gotta have that, he said, adding, that's a ticking time bomb. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.